I think Libya is nowadays extremely risky in terms of the conditions of the internally displaced people, the IDPs, and the ailing and aching health sector that the Libyan authorities do not seem to be able to lift off, even with the international assistance that is provided by the United Nations and other countries and partners.
Unlike the situation in Syria, Libya is different when it comes to access, the humanitarian access. What's the main challenge for you to deliver assistance to people who need them?
Access, in a general way, is not a problem, except for certain parts of Libya where we know that there is insecurity and risks that are beyond control. But funding is definitely a risk because we, as of today, only have less than 3% of the humanitarian response plan funded, to the tune of about 4.5 million within the plan. Outside of the plan, there are several donors who contributed, but together with the 4.4, we're not even $7 million in coverage. What is coming to the rescue is $12 million from the SERF that will augment the needs and will probably
the
Central Emergency Reserve Fund that will probably enable us to carry out operations until mid-year, until June. But if we do not receive fresh funding in sufficient quantities, we are risking not being able to meet the needs of the affected people in Libya. As is, we are not meeting all of their needs.
How dependent are Libyans right now on the international aid?
You will be surprised that we are receiving requests for food aid now from many Libyan communities. Shelter issues, for instance. Those IDPs are living in public schools and public buildings, especially in Benghazi. Others are living in run-down buildings in different localities, in different towns of Libya. But the most affected sector, I would say, is the health sector. We are risking not having life-saving medications by the end of March. We are risking not having non-food items available to us for distribution by the end of June. Food that is in our pipeline is running out as well by the end of March, early April. So you're looking at a situation where there is demand by the Libyan communities and the non-Libyan communities that is not being met, neither by the authorities, because you have a divided Libya and whatever they do is still not to the standard and level of previous years, nor by the international community led by the United Nations. Definitely funding is required for the humanitarian response plan and immediately.
The UN is planning a major summit in May, the World Humanitarian Summit, the first ever. What are you expecting from this summit? What is your call to the leaders who will be there?
Well, this is a summit that is important because it will focus the light on the plight of billions of people who are affected. You know, we have almost 20 million people around the world that are affected by humanitarian crisis. They need a lot of assistance. We hope that the summit is going to be able to galvanize and create a catalyst of attention over the plight of these people and enable both the countries where the crisis are taking place and the international community, the donors specifically, to devote themselves to resolving these crises. It's not an intergovernmental meeting per se. It's a meeting of all those concerned and interested, but it does include governments and non-governmental organizations. So it's not a summit that is intending to come out with a sort of an intergovernmental statement, but it will have a humanitarian and humane statement to issue to the world.